USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Deportations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement dropped sharply last fiscal year, despite a massive illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border. The drop coinciding with numerous Biden administration policies that restrict ICE agents from arresting illegal immigrants. According to preliminary 2021 statistics on ICE's website, there were 55,590 removals, down from 185,884 in 2020. Republicans are hammering the Biden administration following the release of the latest inflation report. The consumer price index for all items rose 7.5% in the last 12 months, the biggest jump since the 1980s. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting the number was shocking. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
North American automakers are already starting to feel the effects of the trucker protests in Canada. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a General Motors factory near Lansing, Michigan.
Texas, Missouri, Florida, and West Virginia are all now investigating GoFundMe over COVID protests in Canada. The state's looking into why a fundraiser was removed for truckers trying to stop vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The number of reported deaths due to traffic crashes in states rose dramatically across the year. A new report from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found traffic deaths were up 12% nationwide in the first 9 months of last year. That's the highest percentage increase on record. The NTSB is asking automakers to include automatic braking.
We need all stakeholders to come to the table, and we need to build in redundancy so that people survive crashes.
Jennifer Hamundi is the National Transportation Safety Board chairwoman, that audio courtesy of CNN. The shortage of healthcare workers is in the spotlight in the Senate.
Healthcare workers have worked tirelessly on the front lines and faced, in many circumstances, unimaginable challenges.
Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper opening a hearing and arguing the United States must find ways to combat burnout and build a robust and diverse healthcare workforce for the future. Senator Mike Braun of Indiana saying many jobs in the healthcare industry could be filled by trained workers who do not have college degrees.
We were stigmatizing many of these pathways that don't require a four-year degree.
More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.